From the studios of NPR West and from Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Juan Williams will be here in a few moments to sort through political news. We're going to begin today with a report from Capitol Hill, where last night, just last night, Congress passed a tax bill that will both extend tax cuts for several years and deepen the deficit. We'll also speak with a leading congressional Democrat. First, here is NPR's Andrea Seabrook to sum up what happened.
The bill extends cuts set to expire this year, preventing certain taxes from returning to pre-2001 levels. Those cuts include breaks for married couples, a 10% bracket for low-income people, and the $1,000 child tax credit. Republicans like Louisiana Congressman Jim McCrary argued it was a must-do bill.
If you vote against this bill, you're voting to increase taxes on the middle class in this country. That's it, plain as day.
And that proved a powerful argument. Democrats voted in droves for the Republican-sponsored bill. The House vote was 339 to 65. In the Senate, it was 92 to 3. One Democrat, Washington State Congressman Jim McDermott, explained why.
It would certainly be easy to vote yes. Everybody wants to give tax breaks. I mean, who in the world, in an election year, 40 days before election, wouldn't want to give away all this money and do all these kinds of things?
McDermott was one of a handful of Democrats and Republicans who voted against the tax cuts, saying that without finding revenue or spending cuts somewhere else, the federal budget, already in record deficit, will only sink deeper into the red. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.